as you become more intelligent, then you get the Sheldon Cooper types who have incredibly high intelligence, but they can't do things that are weakly associated with general intelligence. The obvious example with Sheldon is driving a car. He can't drive a car. He relies on Leonard to drive him around. You see this again and again. I think A.J. Ayer, the great philosopher, couldn't drive a car, nor could Einstein. It often seems to be the case that highly intelligent people can't drive cars. It's a practical thing. It's weakly associated with intelligence, but because their G is so high and the manifold between the different aspects of intelligence breaks up at that level of G, there's lots of things that a person of ordinary intelligence could do that they can't do. Another one being social skill. Social skill correlates at about 0.3 with IQ, and people who have outlier high intelligence tend to be deficient in social skill as well, which is another thing which crosses over with autism. And it makes it very difficult for you to just get on with ordinary people, to just get on in life.